Wanted to let that run for a couple minutes because we're featuring artists this morning performing at the Winter Hoot. The Winter Hoot, which is taking place at the Ashokan Center this weekend. You can find more by going to ashokancenter.org.
Good people over there.
Hoot.
Know. Well, that, as you know, Joe, that was religious for us of a certain age because that's where it all started with Pete. They became Hootenannies and then became Hoot. And I was thinking about Pete this morning, you know, on my Pandora. I have established a Pete station.
Good for you.
And that's all I listen to now. Yeah. Pete.
That and I have another all the time.
I have another station called the Statler Brothers station.
Oh, I have the Gershwin station, which makes me very happy.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
It's great.
All Pete, all the time. Favorites of yesterday and today. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. We are delighted to be with you, and hopefully you feel the same way. If you don't, feel free to keep it to yourself. Okay. Welcome. Just been getting a lot of the snarky notes and just wanted to try to, you know, nip that in the bud.
We don't get that many. We get a few, you know, maybe one a night. But when you get it, some guy who may think he's a psychologist or something, you know, and then they send you a snarky note and then you put it in the PIA file.
The PIA file?
Yeah, I have a thing. It's a PIA.
Oh, how big is that?
It's pretty big now.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
a Bengay patch just doesn't even fit.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Or a heating pad.
Right,
for that
exactly. Good morning, and let me introduce the panel to you. We'll get started. Libby Post is here. We're thrilled. She is a political consultant, although on her jacket it has her identified as a capital woman.
Well, it's our pack.
Oh,
it's
good.
Our local pack.
Okay, good.
That I run.
All right. Capital Women.
Capital Women.
All right. Watch out.
We already had an impact last cycle, and we're looking at this cycle.
Okay.
But I won't talk about money because that's Alan's realm.
Okay. J.P. Miller is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning,
Joe. He is the man behind the Empire Report. It is just journalistic greatness, and we thank you very much for highlighting it for us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Joe.
Very nice to have
you. I love this guy. I got to tell you, it has made all kinds of difference for so many of us. Now, if you were running a newspaper, you might say, well, you know, all he does is aggregate other people's work. But at least
small little thing.
But I have to say he is a great man and he's done a great thing for all of us. And thank you.
Thanks, JP. Alan.
Yeah.
All right. Did you want to say more?
No, I just want to say that other people, you know, there's somebody else here who does run a newspaper.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mike Spain is the associate editor of the Times Union newspaper. Who
we love him
is one of the is the journalistic bastion of our region,
and we are
thrilled to have its associate editor with us.
And there is no one in the world who has a bad word to say about this man.
You don't know me that well.
He's incredibly wonderful and nice to everybody. So it's possible. I'm sort of like that myself, where nobody ever wants to say anything bad about me.
That's very true.
But you know, Mike, you are the. We have a guy in Great Barrington like that. His name is Greg Ward. He runs the Ward Nursery. He's just nice. Yeah, there are people in this world.
There are
nice
people in the world. Nice
people, yeah.
Well, thank you. You're awfully generous with your praise today, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you should.
Okay, now. It's getting a little thick in here,
boys. It comes
boys.
At a cost.
Getting off to a beautiful start, aren't we, ladies and gentlemen?
Don't we have a break soon?
Well, no. You're in this roller coaster for another hour and 15 minutes. And Alan Chartok is with us. Good morning, Alan. How are you, sir? Good to hear.
I'm sitting on Spilkes, waiting.
You're
sitting on Spilkes, waiting for the money to come in, you know? Yeah,
well,
we sit like birds in the wilderness.
I'm going to give you a bunch of numbers here, so don't let your eyes glaze over because all this stuff means something. But we have a $2 million goal to get to for our tower and our fund drive. Put those two together. Right now in the bank, we have $1.283,997. That means that we have a lockbox goal that says by the time we start the fund drive a week from yesterday, Monday, February 5th, we need to be at the $1.5 million point in the lockbox. So a very, very generous woman in the Hudson Valley came to us and said, okay, started with 10, then it went to 50. We'll challenge you $50,000 that you can get that $1.5 million in the lockbox. Well, to go right now to make that challenge, we
need $50,000 challenge. 50, think of what $50,000 is. That's a lot of money, mm-hmm. folks.
Yeah. We need $216,000. Now, that's a tremendous amount of money, and yet it's a doable amount of money for us to get the challenge. So, are you with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I think so.
All right. Because if I've lost you,
we've lost all hope.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
If you don't get it,
I get it. I get it. I just...
Martha and Bob and Valacia are not going to get it.
Yeah, that's, as you know, our Rex Smith from the editor of the Times Union.
My boss.
Your boss. Yeah. Always says, golly gee whiz, Martha. That must be the very same Martha.
In Valacia.
Yeah. In Valacia. Okay,
Or Valety.
As some people say.
All right. So we need $216,000. Now we have a wonderful challenge from Anonymous in Ghent.
When did you get this?
Anonymous in Ghent.
Did you just
get it?
I'm
going to hand it right to you. I thought you actually had it. No. I guess we didn't get that piece of paper. There you go. That's
why is the husband always the last to know? Okay, so...
If only we had discussed this for a half hour in your office prior to this meeting. Go ahead.
Okay, so there is a challenge, which I am just seeing for the first time here, an $8,000 challenge from Anonymous. Where from? Ghent.
Which is in Columbia County, New York.
Do we know if this is a woman or a man from Ghent?
We do not.
Okay. All right.
Does it matter?
Anonymous? Well, yeah, because we all know about the young woman from Ghent.
Let's not go there.
Okay. I didn't thought you were the one.
I just asked, does it matter if gender and money?
An $8,000 challenge. And how much, Joe, is, now that you're giving me the news, do we have to make here?
We need to make 40... we just came from rehearsal, ladies and gentlemen. We have $40,000 we need to make to get the $8,000. Does that make sense?
Not only makes sense, but it's going to be very, very hard.
It's a very.
Is that a timetable for that $40,000?
Yes, we need to do it in the time we're squandering right now.
We have.
So we have another thing like yesterday.
We have an hour and 8 minutes.
Okay, to raise 40.
To raise $40,000, and we have $8,000 on
top
of that.
And make it $48,000.
Exactly.
And if we raise that money, how much would be in the kitty?
I would have to do quick math, but it would be around $320,000, which would mean we would need about $180,000 left.
Wow.
$1,320,000.
Whatever.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Great.
Look, this is not going to be easy. To be fair, you know, we can kid around all we want, but to get that $8,000 and to get to this point where we get that $50,000, everybody's got to do something. And many of you have been there and been wonderful. And you know, to some degree, I always wonder if you could volunteer. I don't mean volunteer to put the money in yourself, because many of you have already, but to pick up a phone and say, "Hey, broadcast." You know, pick up a phone and say, "Hey, you know, they could really use some money. If you've got some extra, could you put $35 in or $10,000, whatever you could do? It'd be great."
This is why social media was invented, is to help public radio stations. So if you go out in your social media feed and say, "Hey, I just helped out my public radio station. Mm-hmm. Here's the link. You can help them out too."
That's right.
There you go. Very simple. All right. We need you. We have to make $40,000. And let me get I'll get my calculator going, and we'll get started. What's wrong?
What?
Oh, I thought you were.
What?
I thought you were going to say something.
No.
Okay.
No, he's good.
All right. I missed something. I apologize.
Not at all.
Okay. So let me get the calculator going here, and we'll be ready to go as far as keeping track of the numbers. But for you keeping track of numbers, the numbers you need to know are 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, or WAMC.org. WAMC.org, yes, sir.
Now, WAMC.org is a great way to do it because, you know, operators don't have to be standing by. But we have sent out a memo yesterday, just so everybody knows our business. We sent out a memo yesterday saying
business.
Your business. If the phone is ringing in here, you're answering it. Okay, so everybody's ready. You'll probably get some major star. You might get Ian Pickus or Jim Lavoulis
or Dave Gastina
or David Gastina. You might get anybody here.
Is this challenge grant? If you want to do part of this challenge grant, can you get the sweatshirt and the blanket here?
Yes.
I mean, this stuff is legitimately excellent swag. This blanket is big, it's warm, and it's got the logo isn't too big.
The man's good.
Wow, JP was apparently at rehearsal today too.
Not only that. But think about this. They're going like crazy. That's true. Colleen was just saying she's so proud of the fact that the swag is flying out the door.
So it's $100 for the blanket, $100 for the pullover, $100 for the socks, and if you want all three, $240. $240, you can get all three. What a deal. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org to do it online. We need you desperately. Please, please give us a shout. Give us a call. Do something and do it now. All right.
I'm looking at Mike's sphinx-like composure. He's sitting there saying, what is this? What am I in the middle of here?
He's just waiting for the show to start, right?
I'm just prepping, thinking about that GOP memo release that we'll be talking about shortly.
Oh, boy, yeah. Oh, boy.
You know, speaking of the GOP memo release, Mike, let me bring that up. But before we do, let's just give this phone number one more time, 100 times. 1-800-323-9262. Okay. $8,000 challenge that we will not get if we do not make $40,000 between now and 10:30 this morning. Okay, here we go.
By the way, sorry, Joe. I know I just want to point out, because it's very important, I want to keep us on the straight and narrow here. If somebody calls in with a challenge for $8,000, we can say we're not going to get it. We can say we're not going to meet the challenge. But we don't know if that good person is going to give it to us or not give it to us. We don't know that they'll give it to us out of the goodness of their heart. And are you following me, Libby? Or we don't know that they won't give it to us. I just want to make it clear that I always have the hope that if they say this is a challenge, might give it to us anyway. But you never know. You don't know that they will, don't know that you won't. They won't.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so we are off to the races. Please let the pledging begin. 1-800-323-9262. Republicans have voted to release a memo alleging FBI missteps and surveillance of Trump campaign operative. Here we go. This is a story that can, if you're so inclined, can make you angry. The House Intelligence Committee voted Monday to release a memo detailing alleged surveillance abuses by the FBI and the Justice Department, escalating a political fight between conservatives and the nation's intelligence agencies. And doesn't it make you feel better that there is politics between our nation's intelligence agencies? The vote, which preceded along party lines in the Republican-controlled committee, means that President Trump now has up to 5 days to review the material and decide whether to keep it secret, though he could agree to release it any time before that deadline. If he does nothing, the committee can release the memo publicly.
Now, Joe, this is his own, I want to say it one more time, his own Justice Department. This is not, you know, the Justice Department that is in Hillary's hands. No, he appointed the Attorney General. This is his Justice Department. I got to tell you, many things have made me infuriated by what this guy has done, Trump. But this is right there at the top of it. Mike, you were going to say something, remember?
Well, it's just that the Justice Department, his own Justice Department, as you describe it, has warned that it would be reckless for this to come out. And they're urging the Intelligence Committee not to release it. It's purportedly, you know, it hasn't been made public, but what's leaked out is that it's a case made to refute some of the evidently the Russian influence in the election or the alleged you know, participation of the Russians in the Trump campaign, and it's allegedly cherry-picked, and it has drawn some conclusions which others, if they saw everything else, might not draw.
By the way, we should also mention that a Democratic attempt to put out a rebuttal, a point-by-point rebuttal, was voted down by the same committee. So while they allowed the memo to be released, they are not allowing the Democratic response to be released unless then it is made public, and then they are allowed to respond, correct?
It could separate your, it could separate your skull from the rest of your head. I mean, it's disgusting.
Anyone?
It just goes to this, to the notion that undermining our credibility everywhere is part of what this presidency is doing, and that there are so many Republicans who are complicit in this, and they know better. They know that this isn't good for democracy. They know that, not that I'm a fan of the FBI, but questioning the veracity of the FBI and the intelligence communities is not good for our country. It's not good for our democracy.
Hold that thought. 1-800-323-9262. We've already made, we're down $2,000, so we need 38 more. 1-800-323-9262. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. I'm Joe Donahue. Alan Chartok is here. Mike Spain, J.P. Miller, and Libby Post. We're also trying to make a $40,000 challenge this morning before we begin our fund drive officially on the 5th of February. And we want to get to that $1.5 million lockbox total. This will bring us very close to that because we have $8,000 on the table that we can make $40,000 between now and 10:30 this morning. That's 55 minutes from right now. We have made $3,500. We have $36,540 to go.
It's not going well.
A snail's pace.
It's not going well. I'm worried because we have the best audience. I mean this. We have the best audience in the entire world. It's just not. The pace is falling off, and I'm worried. I am really worried. Because we got to do this.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. $35,000 is what we need right now, so we need you. $35,000, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, or WAMC.org.
Now, what about the swag?
You got the Greylock blanket. It's a 50 by 60 blanket. It's
huge.
It's a honking blanket. It's a gray. It's flannel.
And warm.
And very warm, yes.
Fleece.
It has gray fleece. It has the WAMC and Greylock logo on it.
The symbol of authority.
That same logo is also on the beautiful gray pullover sweatshirt, which is nice and heavy duty and feels very good. And then there are the Greylock socks, which go to our sock collection. Any of those you can get for a $100 donation. However, if you want all three of them, you can give us $240 and we'll send you the whole shooting match.
Nice, all right. Nicely done.
All right. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. So what are we going to do about this memo thing? What's going to happen?
Well, I think it's an interesting thing that it's the first time that the committee is making this memo public in 40 years. No one has ever exercised this very rare thing that they're doing right now. I wouldn't be surprised if somehow the Democratic memo got leaked. Somehow,
sure.
Without
I don't think that there's any question about that.
Without an official government release,
you are so right.
And it is.
How could that happen?
And as we talk about it being reckless in criticizing the FBI and the Justice Department, I am old enough to remember when Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid criticized James Comey, and they said we have lost confidence in James Comey after his release of the evidence in the email scandal. So there is criticism of there is criticism of the FBI on both sides, but Trump is reckless. He doesn't care about the FBI. He doesn't care about North Korea. He will fight tooth and nail to try and discredit the Russia investigation.
Well, you know, this is very interesting what you say about confidence in the FBI, because I grew up at a time when J. Edgar Hoover was not exactly your Santa Claus type figure in your house.
Putting it mildly.
Yeah. Right. And then
maybe Mrs. Claus, but certainly not Santa Claus.
Oh yeah, he always looked good in a dress, I have to say.
And you are right about the Hillary stuff. However, what this president has done, at least among some people in this population, is to make the FBI into the most honored and distinct and wonderful group of people in the and malign people in the country. He has certainly turned that around.
Yeah, you mean that his criticism of the FBI has elevated the status of the FBI for the people who don't agree with Trump.
But you said it so much better than I did.
But it gets to this fundamental problem of him constantly looking for, him being the president, looking for loyalty. Looking for loyalty from his Justice Department, from his FBI.
Loyalty over justice. Loyalty over the truth. The problem I have, and I mean the simple answer here, is if he has nothing to hide as he consistently insists, what is the problem letting the investigation go forward?
Mikey, the problem is desperation. They see the train, the Mueller train, coming down the track. They have got to come up with a, what do they call them, alternative fact pattern here, which makes the FBI and the Justice Department, which are doing Mueller's work with him, into the bad guys. And that's what they're doing.
Well, at what point does that cross over the line and become obstruction of justice?
Now.
I think it happened like 30 miles ago, if not more.
Well, he doesn't refute the fact that he obstructed justice. You never see in any of his tweets him defending himself against the obstruction of justice charges. All he focuses on is in his tweets and in his public statements is there is, you know, they've done all this work. There is scant evidence of my campaign colluding with Russia. This is a hoax. And he doesn't refute the fact that he obstructed justice.
Well, that, I don't know whether the rhetoric is obstructing justice, but he has, he fired Comey. We learned over the weekend that...
Bragged about it, Mikey.
Right, and bragged about it. Bragged about it to the Russians and said, we put this, this will go away now. And then he, over the weekend, it came out that he had moved to fire Mueller last year. And only his White House counsel pretty much gave him an ultimatum. I'll quit if you do that now, because that'll send the administration into disarray.
The defense was, just kidding.
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell when are we in disarray now?
Yeah,
no?
it's true.
So we're looking over JP's head. We have a monitor in the corner of the studio, and CNN has on the scroll that Speaker Ryan says that the Nunes memo should be released. Not a shock there, but my question being of as a political move, Alan, is just what are they thinking? I mean, you see like the Koch brothers saying this is going to be the tide is turning against us. We have to hold on to these seats. Well, if you keep doing boneheaded things, then that's going to happen, right?
Well, it depends. First of all, you have a gerrymandered congressional system in which a lot of Republican legislators are put into office by the most undemocratic thing of all, which is that you arrange districts which you can't lose in. So there's certainly that possibility. But I do smell a realign, what political scientists call a realigning election coming. And we see that over 30 very well-positioned congressmen, Republican congressmen, including Peter Frelinghuysen yesterday. He has a nickname, but I don't know if I can use it on the air.
Probably not.
Don't do that.
Okay, so Peter Frelinghuysen is out, and so are all these other guys, and he's the head of one of the most powerful committees in the United States Congress, the Appropriations Committee. So when you tell everybody what they can get, what they can have in their districts and all the rest of it. So when that happens, it's a pretty good idea of what is coming. And when you have a realigning election, it sweeps everything away, including, by the way, many of the Republican legislatures which have gerrymandered the various congressional districts. It used to be...
You mean the state legislatures.
That's right. You may remember, Libby, in
I do.
When they
you
draw were, the lines.
When Libby was in my class, there was always a question on the test which said, true or false, the state legislature apportions the state legislature. And everybody would say, yes, that's true, which it was. True or false, the Congress apportions the congressional seats, and half of them would fall for it, but not Libby. She never did. It was always the legislature that did it. Now, if there's a realigning election, it ain't only going to be the congressional seats. It's going to be the legislative seats, too.
Well, I think we're going to see that in New York. It remains to be seen in the Senate races whether or not the Dems will pick up enough seats in the state Senate to not have to deal with the IDC. But that's another story for another day. But
yes, and for the three people who know what the IDC is,
the Independent Democratic Caucus,
the other guys who decided that they would realign with, they would make
caucus with the
common cause with the Republicans for a few pieces of silver.
Yeah.
Well, back on this memo, I think you nailed it exactly, Alan. I think this memo is the alternative story that will become the headline on Fox News and be used to refute the evidence when it comes out. You know, you got to know Mueller's got more indictments, in his pocket. And when all that comes out, this will be the defense. And it is so irregular. You're right, JP, that a Senate Intelligence Committee would vote to make such information public. It's kind of an amazing time that we're in.
Yeah, I think it's hard to see the FBI as a completely impartial organization. You have to imagine that there are a number of people in there who are pro-democratic. There are a number of people in there that are pro-Republican, and I think that there are a number of people within the FBI leaking on each other, saying this guy was pushing the Hillary probe, or this gal was pushing the Trump probe. And it is a very scary thing for our country to have the FBI being questioned like this. But I think it is relatively common to have when the big targets are Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. That has to be a somewhat political decision. It's not just simply law enforcement.
But this is the trope that's been coming out of the Trump administration since the beginning, since the campaign. He questioned the validity of the intelligence agencies, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, and, you know, it's really about protecting his butt by undermining the credibility of the people that are supposed to be law enforcement. And he's going to go against the Justice Department. So here
his
Justice Department. So here again, we have him on at odds with Jeff Sessions. So who's going to get fired next? Will it be Jeff Sessions, or is it going to be Robert Mueller? You know, because Sessions is saying, the Justice Department is saying, this isn't good for democracy. This isn't good for the country. And it's clear that these folks, the Republicans that are buying into all of this, are only in it for their own power, which is not unusual, but they are really making it so bold-faced that they will put the country at risk to maintain the power structure that it is right now. And the Koch brothers are going to pour $400 million into the midterm elections.
So we want to come back and talk about not only we haven't even mentioned that McCabe is leaving, and also, as you said, who's next? Well, it may be Rod Rosenstein.
And so, that's right, Joe. And one other thing, the House and the Senate voted almost unanimously to sanction the Russians for what they did in our elections, and now all that had to happen is that
Trump had to sign it,
and he didn't do it. And he won't do it.
517-5.
Does that tell you something?
Yes, I think it does.
Okay.
It tells me something. It tells me that Trump doesn't think that Russia will have an effect on his reelection. If it did, he would sign it. So he thinks that it's a non-issue. That's what it tells me.
That's a possibility. There's another possibility, JP, which is that he also knows that the Russians have so much on him that if he ticks them off, this could be the end.
I think that's it. I don't think it has to do with re-election. I think it's the fact that he's trying to save his own skin and the skin of his family.
What could they have on him, like that he, you know, sleeps with women?
It's money laundering. It's
money laundering.
Absolutely money.
They bailed him out when he was going bankrupt.
And so that's
the belief. I don't know that. I don't have evidence in my hand.
I think it's criminal activity.
That is the speculation that Russian oligarchs bailed him out, and it was traced all the way to the Kremlin, and that they're trying to hide that.
All right. So pause there. We will get back to this conversation and talk about McCabe and other stories. I do want to mention that we are still in desperate straits here of getting to our challenge.
Desperate.
$33,333 is what we need. 33333.
This is really bad.
Yes.
Wow.
33.
Okay, I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
No. Okay. $33,000 is what we need to make an $8,000 challenge. We have about 40 minutes to do it in, 42 minutes to do it in.
Oh, boy.
We need you desperately. 1-800-323-9262 for a telephone call, or you can do it online. It allows the WAMC-er to do what they would normally be doing. WAMC.org, WAMC.org, or again, 1-800-323-9262.
Folks, we haven't lost one yet. Let's everybody get busy here.
All right, 1-800-323-9262. We need you. We'll be right back. $32,500 is what separates us from getting the $8,000 and not getting the $8,000 that Anonymous in Ghent challenged us to by 10:30 this morning. That's 40 minutes from right now. We, as Alan just mentioned as we were going into the break, we haven't missed one of these challenges yet. Why start today? 1-800-323-9262.
That could be the start of something really bad.
Yeah,
we don't make it.
We don't want that tide to turn. And this is a very generous, $8,000 is a very generous challenge. Yeah. It's a lot of money to lose.
Think about taking $8,000 out and trying to put it in your wallet in 20s. Uh-huh. Couldn't do it.
$8,000, and we will get that money if we get just really, say, 325 people at $100 each. That would be what it would take right now. But whatever you can do, $32,564 is what we need. All of this getting us to the $1.5 million goal, which would get us a $50,000 challenge from a wonderful anonymous person from the Hudson Valley who is helping us out big time, and we want to make sure we make that goal as well.
And Joe, just to put a face on that, well, we can't use the name of this wonderful woman. I can tell you this: she had given us 10, which was a very nice gift to use as a challenge, and then she called and said, "Well, let's make it 50." Think about that. Think about that. So all of you out there who are thinking about whether to do this, and I know you are, and I know you're going to do it, you know, whether it's 50 or 35 or whatever, or 100 or 140, and get all the stuff, you know, just let's go.
$32,000 now. $32,000 is what we need. Uh-oh. Everybody on a phone, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Okay, so we talked about McCabe leaving. Now, this is an interesting story because he said he was going to retire, but then he was taunted by Trump. He was pressured from above, and then finally he said, you know what, I'm done.
Well, he was eligible. He'll be eligible in March, so using for his full retirement benefit. So using his credits that he has built up over the years, he'll stay on first full salary till March. It's been reported today. But the amazing thing is the way that the president has taunted him. NBC News reported yesterday that when Trump fired James Comey. Comey was in L.A. doing a recruiting tour for the FBI, talking to possible recruits for the FBI when the news came out. And he had flown out on an FBI jet. And then Trump, apparently he flew back on it. He had to go back to Washington. And then he left his job as he was fired. But Trump called McCabe and was outraged that Comey was allowed to fly on the FBI plane back from L.A. I mean, they should have left him in L.A., Trump said. And McCabe's wife ran for office in the state of Virginia and took money from Terry McAuliffe's Political Action Committee. McAuliffe, of course, the governor, past governor there, and a close ally of Hillary Clinton. So Trump was really upset about that and thought that compromised McCabe, and actually said to McCabe, according to NBC News, how's it feel? How's your wife like being a loser, or how's it feel to be a loser? Ask your wife. Some snide this remark. It just shows a personal level of, you know, that to me is a description of a personality disorder. Well, it really is.
I mean, the whole thing with the plane with
Comey coming
with
back.
Comey, it's so petty. It's
petty.
So
yeah.
infantile. Mm. He's got the maturity level of a toddler, you know, and an angry toddler at that. And I apologize to all the toddlers out there. But, you know, he really is. He's like in a constant temper tantrum. And how can you deal with that? How can anybody function realistically and get anything done when there's a toddler, you know, hurricane or tornado around you all the time? What he's done to McCabe is absolutely disgusting. So what, his wife ran? I mean, there have been plenty of times when people run for different parties, and you don't see this kind of pettiness and undercutting and making somebody, you know, leave. You just don't.
But that's who the guy is.
I know. But that's
well,
what
it reveals. It reveals a lot. That's
yes,
all.
It does.
But it does. But here's what I'm thinking. First of all, this is not. And in no way is this reflective on the toddler analogy because, you know, toddlers can do just so much damage. This guy can bring down the world,
no,
number one. And number two, I'm really concerned that as it becomes more and more apparent that Mueller's got the goods, this is not going to just be a tirade. It's going to be self-defense. That's what this guy thinks he's doing. He's defending himself.
Playing hardball.
And it's going to get harder and harder and harder. And as you indicate, Libby, there's no outside limit. We are talking about a guy with his finger on the button, and we know that.
But Alan, it's not just him. It's Paul Ryan has now come out in favor of releasing this memo. I mean, it's his enablers in Congress that support these diatribes and are part of this. And obviously, they're worried about the 2018 election, of course. But will no one stand up and just do what's right?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and it's been bothering the heck out of me. I'll be honest with you, that at a time. That you really, and the historians are going to see this, by the way, that if there is a history allowed in this country, but I can tell you right now, they're going to see this for what it is, that at a time when you need a profile in courage, 3 or 4 or 10 people who say, no, we're not going to let the democracy go down the tubes because of this guy. That somebody has to stand up. And so in some ways, Mikey, I got to tell you, I feel worse about them than I do about the president.
The way that I think it's going to affect Trump in the near term and long term is his ability to attract talent. If you were in the FBI, would you want to be appointed the new deputy director, the new FBI director? Would you want to be appointed to the White House staff? Would you want to be appointed anywhere in the government when you know that you are at any time can be publicly thrown under the bus and shamed by the president of the United States? And that's going to affect his ability to attract talent now. And we're only 1 year into the presidency. What happens in, you know, 3 years when we've gone through two more FBI directors and deputy directors that he has, chosen to do battle with? So it's not great practice for him. If he thought about the long game, he would try to play a little nicer in the sandbox.
Well, he ain't thinking about the long game. He's thinking about one thing and one thing only, his own hide.
1-800-323-9262 is the telephone number to help us get to our goal. We are, right now, we need $26,000. $26,000 is what we need to make the $8,000 in challenge. Everybody on a phone, we needed 40. We have 26 to go, yes?
David.
Joe,
whatever your name is.
Joe here.
The other guy left.
Who are you again?
Here, let me show you my name tag. Go back to the Goodrich day. What was it? Right, the Goodyear. Yeah, you have the
blimp.
Yeah.
Okay, but
your name. Yeah. Embroidered on your shirt.
But,
go ahead.
But here's what: we have never lost one in this whole time leading up to this. This is really very, very serious. And if anybody can do something now, whatever it is, how little it is, how much it is. If you could do it now, we have 26,000 to go. We only have 32 minutes, right?
That is correct.
Joe? Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, so we remind you that we need you and that you can do this at WAMC.org. Go to our website, WAMC.org, and you can also call us, 1-800-323-9262. We now need $25,000. So $25,000 is what we need. Everybody on the phone, 1-800-323-9262. We are going to take a break. That'll give you some time to go to your phone. That'll give you some time to rest, relax, write a letter. That's right.
Go online.
Go online. Do what you need to do. And when we come back, we have letters from our listeners. We'll talk more about the issues at hand. And with a little luck, we'll make $25,000 and make an $8,000 challenge.
I'm worried. I'm not going to kid you. I'm worried.
All right. So we will see whether Alan's worry pays off after this. All right, let's go. We got a lot of work to do. Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us. Let me just reintroduce the panel to you. Libby Post is here, J.P. Miller, Mike Spain, and Alan Chartok.
I'm very frightened, Alan Chartok.
On top of everything else, on top of all of this news that we're talking about, on top of all of these stories that we are delving into, we are also trying to make a little money for the lockbox. How much money are we trying to make? $40,000. How much have we made? About $18,000. That means we have $22,000 to go to make an $8,000 challenge from Anonymous in Ghent. We have until 10:30 this morning, which is just about 23 minutes away from right now. So a lot of money in a short period of time, and we need everybody on a phone. Now, why, Alan, is this so important, not only to make, get this $8,000, but also to get us closer to the 1.5?
Yeah, Joe, when we get to 1.5, and we have to do that before the 6 o'clock on Monday morning on the 5th, and we get $50,000, a wonderful woman of the Hudson Valley said $50,000. Get that, everybody, $50,000, if we can do it by Monday at 5 o'clock, and that is getting 6 o'clock, I'm sorry. That is getting closer and closer. But the real issue here in this particular case is Big Mo has been on our side. We've been able to do it every day. We've been able to get closer and closer and closer. When we announced that this was going to be a $2 million fund drive, no one could believe it. Nobody could believe we were going to attempt it. We're doing it, folks. We're doing it. But we won't be able to unless everybody out there, I've told you that there are 500,000 discreet people who listen to WAMC every month. If you just think, if you can be one of those people who now leads the way and says, I want to put something into the lockbox. But I'm depending on everybody now because we only have, as Joe said, about 20-something minutes left to do it in. Have we ever made that kind of money? Yes. Is the whoosh factor alive and well right now? Yes. This is the whoosh factor. Right now, as you get closer and closer, the stream gets greater and greater. So I'm asking that everybody, whatever you can do, do it now. This is your station. We've all made it together, and we can do this. Let's go.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. A lot of reasons that this is very, very important for you to do it at this moment. So if you're going to do something, do it now. Whatever you can do, by the way, is much appreciated. 1-800-323-9262. All right, we have letters. Let's go to some letters, and okay. We'll give you some updates as we go through.
Okay, Sherman writes a letter saying, "Hello, panel. I haven't been hearing a lot regarding Trump failing to enforce the sanctions on Russia from major media outlets. Should this not be the top headline? Is this not a definition of constitutional crisis when the House and Senate overwhelmingly pass legislation that the president has signed and cannot veto, and then the administration refuses to act on that?" Sherman in Pittsfield. Well, Sherman, I got to tell you, we did talk about it earlier today, and we did mention that it was the top headline on CNN for a while. So thanks for that. I couldn't agree with you more. And anonymous Bobby and Troy says, "Dear panel, I keep seeing the words classified and declassified in reference to the Republican memo. If there is classified information in this memo, how can this be released to the public by the committee? And secondly, if it is a crime to lie to the FBI in an interview, is it a crime to lie to the special prosecutor and his committee? If so, wouldn't it be a crime if Trump lies even if not under oath? The answer to that question is yes, it would be a crime. He cannot lie to the special prosecutor when..."
Well, he can.
He can do it, but there are penalties for that. Could you please shed some light on those two? The first, second we did, the first is classified and declassified. How can they declassify a memo? How can the House do that?
The question is whether or not Trump will realize he's lying.
Well, then it's not a lie in a technical sense.
Right, right.
If you have, if you truly believe what you're saying, you know, it's not a lie.
And how do you determine that?
It's a fantasy.
That's the Costanza test, and Trump is good at that test.
The Costanza test.
Well, he Seinfeld.
He believes the stuff that he says. I think that.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, he believes his own headlines. Absolutely.
Yeah, see, I don't. I think he's a liar. Okay, so Paul says, New Yorker Radio Hour, good edition, good reason to give, says Paul. Thank you, Paul, for that. And John says, Intel memo, Alan is outraged at the release of the memo. Why does releasing info and making what happened transparent to the public a bad thing? Would this panel also be opposed to releasing the IG report when completed? Wait a second, John. You're always... giving us a very valued perspective on the other side from this panel. But let me just tell you, it isn't only that they're releasing one, they're not releasing the Democratic memo. That is pure partisanship, and that's what's terrifying about this. It's awful. Thank you for that. And Brian says, oligarch list. Dear panel, the Republican side of the House Intelligence is scrambling to drop this memo before the Treasury releases a list of Russian oligarchs. This list will show financial connections between Russia and the GOP. Maybe some Democrats will be tied, but they all need to go. And that's Brian. Okay, Brian, thank you for that. And then, finally, last letter I have here comes from Peter. Good morning, panel. Having just read Jane Mayer's book, Dark Money, about the Koch brothers and their ilk pouring hundreds of millions into libertarian think tanks and political action groups and, in effect, taking over the Republican Party, I've become very disheartened. Can the Democrats ever compete on this playing field? I don't think so. Peter, I think they can. And I'll tell you how. It's the Bernie phenomenon. Now, those people who like Bernie or don't like Bernie, that's another whole story. But what I'm saying is an awful lot of people put a little money into Bernie's campaign, and he raised an awful lot of money. That's the way to do it.
Speaking of money, we need $21,925.
Uh-oh, and we only have a few minutes to do
We have about 17 minutes.
Okay, everybody on a phone, please. This would be the first time we haven't made one of these. Look, can we live with it? Yes. Will we have to pick ourselves up and move on? Yes. But I need everybody on a phone. We can do this. I've seen it done. But it's going to take a Herculean effort on everyone's part to make it happen. Joe?
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
Or WAMC.org. That's a great way to do it.
All right. Let us talk about the State of the Union address that is happening tonight. The president will aim to focus on economic progress as well as, of course, talk about the stock market, talk about the tax bill, talk about
unemployment,
and the unemployment numbers, talk about ISIS, and what else?
Well, the big question is, will he stick to the script? And the speculation is, just like he did in Davos, he'll stick to the script and he'll give a straightforward speech that will probably claim credit for the current economic situation, which is what every president does. And, you know, I've heard it said that presidents get blamed far too much for bad economic times and they take far too much credit for good economic times. When Obama took office in 2008, the unemployment rate was something like 7.8%. When he left office in, it was 4.7%. Now it's gone down to 4.1%. It was heading in a trajectory. So some people are saying Obama should get the credit for it. But nonetheless, things are going pretty well, and it's important to remember the stock market is not the economy, and there's half of the Americans have no direct benefit from the stock market, and others do through their pensions, and then some big players have big bucks in the stock
market. Well, the people on the bottom of the scale get affected first and worst when the stock market crashes, so I would say that the people at the bottom of the scale, whether or not they have a direct investment in the stock market, they benefit in a huge way from a good stock market. But I think tonight, with Trump on the State of the Union, he is a Worldwide Wrestling Federation president. He's focused on the theatrics of it. He will go up there and say, I promised X and I delivered Y. on trade practices, on immigration. He will promote his America First agenda. I do not think he will look to cross over. I think he's going to talk to his supporters and say, this is what I promised, this is what I delivered. He will blame the media and talk about that narrative. Some of the interesting things that I will be looking at is, what is Melania's reaction? This is her first time in public since the Stormy Daniels affair came out.
Stormy.
There was a big article in the New York Times today saying that she is furious with the president. What will be her body language toward the president? So that's one thing I'm looking for. Two, I'm looking for, will there be outbursts from Democratic lawmakers? There
right,
was some famous
yeah.
famous Republican outbursts during Obama's term, and the people that make the outbursts against the president during the State of the Union, they get millions of dollars in campaign contributions overnight to their campaigns. So will there be some theatrics, unscripted things happening? That's what I'm looking for. Sorry to take up so much airtime on that.
No, you almost hope not. I mean, I don't think you fight incivility with incivility.
Yeah, I think you're right, Joe. I think you're right.
I think it's
a double-edged sword, but I do think there's a psychological aspect to what we're seeing here, and that is, as Trump gets more and more worried about what's going to happen, he takes a look at his numbers, which are terrible, the lowest in history for any president. He says, and his advisors say, you got to get some other people on your train. And so he starts to be Mr. Nicer Guy, and he casts a wider net in tonight's thing. The place I disagree with you, Mike, whatever your name is over there, JP. the place I disagree with you on is, he knows that if he gets a higher approval rating, he's thinking it might help him with the Mueller investigation. He's wrong, but that's what he's thinking. And so I think he sticks to the script, and I think he spreads a wider net, hoping that he can get some people in on it with him. That's what he's going to do. I think he is not going to stick with the base. And by the way, the base seems to be very worried about that already. And those guys are the Freedom Caucus and others are already shaking their finger at him.
We need $16,000 in the next 13 minutes. $16,000. $16,085. Everybody on a phone, 1-800-323-9262. We started needing 40. We're now down to the last 16. We have $8,000 on the table. Your money even goes even further because of this $8,000 challenge. So please, whatever you can do right now, 1-800-323-9262.
There's a lot at stake here, Joe, a lot more than just this money, because as a group, we have created this momentum. We've got to keep the momentum up.
That's right. You can't screw around with the
no.
Because of the match, I believe. Now, there's math teachers out there who may write in and correct me, but I believe for every $100 someone gives during this match, it's like giving 120, because the benefactor is going to come up with some money.
I'll trust you. I think that sounds right, Mike.
It depends where you're doing the math.
Right.
If you do it right now, I think it's more like 150.
If you raise 40, you get 48 basically.
Let's do that. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. I'm going to get you the latest total here, and this involves me doing subtraction, and that is just dangerous. So here we go, and the total is, we need $15,550. Everybody on a phone, 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. AMC. We do have some time to talk about. So while all of this is going on, there was an article in the Washington Post today, or is an article in the Post today, that says after the government, the headline is, as Trump prepares to unveil State of the Union, Congress struggles to do its job. Oh, yeah. So while Paul Ryan is on television right now talking about the memo, the government shutdown ended earlier this month. They had 17 days. Well, now a week has already gone by. What has actually been done? Expectations of a spending deal quickly diminishing under pressure from Republicans and Democrats in both chambers. Defense hawks are pushing for high military spending, but budget hawks are rebelling at the enormous figures, with Senator Bob Corker calling them grotesque, leading Democrats insisting on no bigger budget deal without an immigration pact, and House conservatives beginning to grumble that they couldn't support a deal that boosts the deficit, especially during a midterm election.
So here, Joe, you have
February 8th, by the way, is the deadline.
So here you have Speaker Ryan walking the sharp side of the razor blade. On the one hand, he's supporting Trump as best he can. On the other hand, he's sending a signal, and he's saying Rod Rosenstein is doing a fine job. And you will remember that Rod Rosenstein is the guy who appointed Mueller. And therefore, in order to get rid of Mueller, you got to get rid of Rosenstein. And if the speaker is saying Rosenstein is doing a fine job, you can just see there used to be Governor Hughes in New Jersey. They used to call him Two Buckets because it was as if he was walking down the street with a bucket on either shoulder, trying to keep them at level. And that's what Ryan is doing now. Ryan wants, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yeah, but it's what the buckets are filled with, isn't it? I mean,
yeah. Ryan wants to be president. Ryan wants to be president.
He's hedging his bets, no question. Yeah.
We need $14,000, by the way. $14,000 in the next 8 minutes.
If you've got $1,000 now, this would be great. Whatever you can do now, it would be great. We need $14,000. We're coming incredibly close to this. Let's go. Everybody.
And I see the boxes of this killer swag. It's like they're carting them out the door. People want this stuff.
Boy, they do. They do. They want the blanket, and they want the socks, and they want. And for what? How much would it cost you to get all of those?
$240, you get the whole set.
Yeah,
you can be the Greylock spokesperson.
And it's not gaudy stuff. It's very tasteful.
No, it's very,
the size of the logo is very tasteful. You're not
JP. You're so wonderful, and you're so right about that. And you've got the right spirit. But you imagine being at Tanglewood, right? And now you take this beautiful fleece, huge blanket, and you spread it out, and you maintain, you get your space.
You got me worried there, buddy. Go ahead. where are you going?
There's no.
Oh,
you're
right.
No, you get your white wine.
No,
your
you get your little table out, and you have food. And,
no, and somebody is coming by.
Oh, and sees
and
this
and they
wonderful
see
logo.
The symbol of our authority, the WAMC Greylock Authority.
Is that what we're
and they say,
now?
Do you mind if I sit down? 2 weeks later, you'll be married.
Only if it's you, Alan.
What? Well. Well, this is not funny.
13.9. Yeah, we need $13,900. Everybody on a phone. We only have 7 minutes to do it in. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Let's go. We need to do this. We have to do this. We have $8,000 that we just lose, but out the window if we don't get this. Everybody on a phone. 1-800-323-9262. Think a person, an anonymous person from Ghent, said, "I'll give you $8,000. You just have to make $40,000." Well, we made $40,000 yesterday.
Yes, we did.
We made $60,000 on Friday. Why can't we make $40,000 today? Well, you tell me. I don't understand that.
No, I hope it's not the quality of the panel today.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's it at all.
Look, everybody, in the end, there's only one reason to give to WAMC because you're listening to it. A guy wrote me yesterday and said, "Why are you raising the money during this? You should have reserved that for the fund drive." So I looked him up, and guess what? Not a dime, not ever. So I wrote him back, and I said, "Hey, you know, this is very nice of you to say, but, you know, not a dime, not ever." And he wrote back one word, touche.
Did he send you a check?
No.
Well,
it just tells you something. Go ahead, Joe.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262. So, Ken,
six
minutes, can we make $13,000? I think we can, but can we? I don't know. 1-800-323-9262. Again, we made our goal on Friday. We made our goal yesterday. Here we are. We have $8,000 challenge. It's the biggest challenge we've had since we started. So there's no reason the money's there. We have the impetus, certainly. We have the people who are out there. Can there be 130 people right now who come in and say, "I'll give you $100"?
I could not have said that better, Joe. But I know in the end, it's do you have the WAMC spirit in your heart? Do you love the station? People stop me all the time and say, "You know, I moved up from New York and I didn't expect it, but I found it. Now it's where I live." At WAMC.org or at 1-800-323-9262. Listen, this is the time we really need you now. Be as generous as you can. Sweet generous.
1-800-323-9262. $12,000 now.
No, we do need to be generous. And
$12,000?
$12,000.
That's great. We do need to be. We need to be as generous as possible.
5 minutes. $12,000.
And you know, I just want to. I don't think WAMC should do what I'm about to say because I think what I'm about to say just demeans the State of the Union. But during the live stream of the State of the Union on Trump's website,
yeah,
they are going to flash the names of campaign donors who give to the Trump campaign while he's giving the State of the Union address.
Hmm.
And that is so base.
Déclassé.
And such a disgrace to the presidency.
Crude.
Yeah, I won't be watching it through the live stream on the Trump site.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching. I'm going to binge watch the West Wing so I can see what a real president looks like.
How much, Joe?
I'm getting there. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC.
4 minutes.
So, oh my God, only 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Who's giving who's the Democrat going to give?
Kennedy, right?
Kennedy, yeah.
Joseph Kennedy?
Joseph Kennedy, mm-hmm. Who, by the way, is bringing a transgender person to the State of the Union tonight.
They're bringing out the working class Democrats
they are,
to
as
really.
As well, they should.
$10,900.
Okay,
ahead.
Come on now. Come on. Somebody out there, 10,000. Let's go. 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes to go. We need everybody doing something. Please, let's get this done. Everything is on the line.
Everything is on the line. Everything is on the line. 1-800-323-9262. Look at that wash that's on the line. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. We need $10,000 now. $10,000. Final $10,000. Do you have five? Do you have 1,000? Can you do something? Can you make sure that we get this $8,000?
Whatever
100? You can do. Can you do 100? Can you do 50? Can you do 30? If we had you all right now doing what you can do, we would have the money that we need.
By the way, everything on the table will count.
That's correct, sir. 1-800-323-9262. Meaning, as once we go off the air, everybody who is already in the system and is actively contributing, all that money counts toward our goal.
Right, Joe.
That's the good news. The bad news is we still have a lot of money, $10,000, a quarter of what we needed, $10,000, and we only have 3 minutes to do it in. See, you've procrastinated.
But we can't. No, we don't. No, the blame is on us. We're not doing a good enough job about, you know, laying it all out and why this is so important. You know what? You can't have the station if we don't have the money in order to run it. So wherever you are, we're doing extraordinarily well up to now. But now is the time when we need everybody. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. It's our fault. I believe that, by the way, because it seems to me we're so passionate about what's going on here that we need your help, and we're not being able to put that across correctly.
$8,874. $8,874. $8,000 to make $8,000. That's what we need. 1-800-323-9262. We have 2 minutes.
So for every dollar, you'll get $2. Right?
It all counts.
Basically.
It all counts. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. WAMC. Does anybody, JP gave a lovely idea of what he is looking for, an encapsulation of what he'll be looking for at the State of the Union. Does anybody want to add to that?
Well, as I say, I think Trump needs friends right now. He knows he needs friends. His numbers are terribly low. And I'm sure he thinks on some psychological level, the lower his numbers are, the more cheering there will be when Mueller comes out with his report. And he has got he's got to worry about that. So there's going to be a shift in the technique tonight, which is going to be Mr. Nice Guy, I believe.
I disagree. I think no shift. He's going to go to the base. He's going to throw
shift.
I heard
no
that.
Shift.
Yeah, right.
He's going to throw red meat to the base and say, "I'm delivering on my promises." He's going to attack the media. He is going to go after those people in Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania that voted for him. Those crossover Democrats, blue collar Democrats that voted for him. That's who he's going to try and say, "This is what I promised. This is what I delivered. This is an America First agenda." I think that's what he's going to go for.
He'll probably go right down the middle of the road.
We have 1 minute and we need $7,000. Go ahead.
No, I feel
right surely somebody has $7,000.
I got JP on my right, Alan on my left, and they're predicting opposite things. So I think he's going to kind of walk the middle line. He's going to have a very scripted, not insulting, and fairly positive, but I don't think he's going to go for the red meat. I think that would backfire on
him. I don't think he's going to turn into a commie, if that's what you mean.
I think Stephen Miller's going to be writing this speech.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be horrible. And it will be going for the red meat.
Yeah,
and
with you. I think that's $6,000.
Okay, great.
And we'll all know
so
by
somebody put in $6,000. You can
okay,
do it.
We gotta
You've
go.
Got it.
We gotta
got
go
it.
To the BBC. We still have $5,000 now. So do what you can do. We still everything on the table counts. Takes a little minute for to refresh. We'll let you know on the other side of the break. 1-800-323-9262. But we need you. We need you desperately. WAMC.org. Please help us dive. Do what you have to do. Thank you.